We often hear the expression, Lord, break through. What is your impression of what that means, or your idea of what that means, break through? When in time past we were here, a young lady, she broke through, as we like to think. In other words, she spoke in tongues. She spoke in tongues. And she spoke in tongues, even in the kitchen, in the dining room. She spoke in tongues. And how thankful we are for God's touch upon her life. But today, she has departed far from God and is miserable. The breakthrough that I would like to see, and I think the Lord would like to see, is while Jesus was speaking, a woman in the company got up and she said, Blessed is the woman who bare thee, and the paps that gave thee suck. You think everybody heard? Do you really think that everybody heard? Did she speak in an audible voice that everybody heard? I think so. I think we can learn from this. Let's do that. If you have opportunity, and that opportunity is afforded to you to testify, stand up and speak out. What do you think? Because if we don't hear, and when you pray, how thankful we have been at your response to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and the direction He's given you to pray for this thing or pray for that one. Pray for the villagers. Pray for the cottagers. Pray for the counselors. And I confess that my hearing is not what it used to be. I wish it was. But I would like to hear you, and so I can understandingly say, Amen, God, do it. You understand what I'm saying? And here's the revival that I'd like to see, the breakthrough. How did Jesus answer? Yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and do it. Without emotion, without feeling, that'll come. But hearing the word of God and acting on it. There's a song like this. Send refreshing. We all want refreshing from thy presence, gracious Lord. Send refreshing. Oh, revive us by thy word. By thy word. And how that doesn't happen automatically. We have to listen, hear, attend upon what's being said. The Lord is speaking. I hear His voice in the testimonies, in the preaching. I hear His voice in every line. And I want to respond to that. and then keep it. Keep it. That's the mystery of the kingdom of God. How we receive the word of God. And God has spoken to us. He continues to speak. Not only in Thessalonians, but let us hear him speak to us from Thessalonians. He has something to say. There's something there that God found necessary to say, and he expects, he would like for me to listen, and act upon, apply it. Now, some of you people, you know, you've given yourself away. You've given yourself away. Because when I ask the question, what is the last question from the readings that you've been assigned? And I only heard one person. That's all I heard. One person say, what verse has spoken to you, and how might you apply it to your life? That's the way it works. And it's not going to work any other way. Holiness is not an accident. Now, you have that in your book. You know, we were talking about food and preparation for food. Well, Philip put that little book together, and he got that pressure cooker from underneath the sink. He got on, put all those books in the pressure cooker, and he put the cover on, and he cooked it. He wanted to preserve all the nutrients, all the ingredients in that book. Now, you know, he didn't do that, but I'm... it was in the pressure cooker of his prayer. My God, show me, what shall I present? What shall I put into this book that this book will bear the message that you desire? Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I think it came out of the pressure cooker. And there's real substance here. Real substance. So, that's the revival that I like. Whether you get loud or noisy, no. That word, if you take that word into your heart, you'll have plenty of revival and emotion. You'll have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. Can you say that? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. He's presented to us something that has come out of the heart of God. And so I want to sit down.
Hallelujah. Let's take our hymn books and sing 326, 326.
More of his love. open our hearts tonight, Lord. Hallelujah.
Precious Father,
hallelujah,
whom
hallelujah.
Like you, O Lord,
oh, Jesus.
Three in one. You are the owner, O Lord. You are the King. Thank you for the privilege of bringing us tonight over here to your presence. Lord, we expect great things for you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because
yes,
you are
Lord.
A great, wonderful, awesome God, O Lord. We pray that you will touch each of us according
hallelujah,
to
hallelujah.
Our context, our situation, O Lord. We pray that we pray for a breakthrough, O Lord.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The way that
yes, Lord.
You mean it best for us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Not the way we understand it, in a way that you do it, because what you do last forever, O Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We're asking for a touch tonight, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That you, with your Holy Spirit, with your word, will produce in us a character that will last and that you will please. Have thy way with us tonight, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have thy way with the village.
Yes, Lord.
Have thy way with Nonato.
Yes, Lord.
Have thy way with every part. With the cottage, O Lord.
Yes, Lord. Come, my Jesus. Come, my God.
Precious Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
With the staff.
Yes, Lord.
With the guests.
Jesus, Jesus.
With every person
Jesus.
Who is in this ground,
yes,
O Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you because you invite
hallelujah.
Us to be bold in your presence.
Hallelujah.
You invite yes, us to ask, expecting great things from you, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, O Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Pray these in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's sing together. Come, thou almighty King. Help us thy name to sing. Number 53. See if you see the three in one here in this song.
this last verse, let's be free to lift our voices and our hearts in praise to God. I feel we can do better. And maybe we're a little tired tonight. Maybe we've had a long day. Maybe we've had a long 2 weeks. Long 6 weeks, Sister Heidi, right? But let's just give God this time. We're here in His presence. Let's give it to God. Let's give Him our all. Let's just lift our hearts and worship and praise and see what He'll do. As we're obedient in that way, as we yield ourselves to Him in that way, it makes a way for Him to come. It makes a way for Him to come to His people as we praise Him. And so after we sing this last verse, let's offer those praises. It's, we're going to sing Eternal Praises Be. And I don't know how what we're going to do in heaven if we haven't learned to praise God here. You might feel a little out of place. And so let's ask Him to tune our hearts to sing His grace. Last verse.
To the great one in
our fears that bids our song.
Robert Costanza will be leaving us early tomorrow, and he has a song for us tonight.
I have a song. I'm going to attempt to play it. And when I say I'm going to attempt, that's exactly what I mean, because I just kind of went over it. But there at Zion Bible Institute, I met a lot of interesting people, a lot of interesting students. And one young man was Canadian, Gary Beasley. And I remember I had actually graduated Zion, and the director invited me to come. I went to another school for a fourth year. I came back that summer to travel with the Corleers on tour and met this young man named Gary Beasley and from Oshawa, Ontario. And I heard a lot about him. And he got up to sing a song he wrote. And he was the best 19-year-old voice I ever heard. He really has an incredible voice. But he married another Canadian, Janice, who was the pianist for the Corleers at the time, and they had a lovely family, twin boys, and one of their sons wrote this beautiful song, and it's really a new song, but it's a beautiful, beautiful song, and it's been just going in my mind ever since I heard it, going over in my heart, and I just thought I'd like to share it with you. I thought it would be a blessing, and so I will try.
Okay.
My strength, I find my peace.
with me.